This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Russian President Vladimir Putin arrived in Vietnam early Thursday for talks with the country's communist leaders on the final stop of his two-nation tour of Asia. Putin signed a mutual defense pact Wednesday with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un during his first stop in Pyongyang. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Kim spoke at a rare press conference, announcing the signing of a comprehensive strategic partnership.
Our two countries' relations have been elevated to the new higher level of an alliance.
At the start of their summit, Kim expressed unconditional support for all of Russia's policies, including a full support and firm alliance for Putin's war with Ukraine. This was Putin's first visit to North Korea in 24 years. The visit will likely reshape decades of Russia-North Korea relations at a time when both face international isolation. Seoul and Washington are watching closely and have expressed concern about the two countries' growing military ties.
That was Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. The Philippines military chief is demanding that China return several rifles and equipment seized by the Chinese Coast Guard during a violent confrontation earlier this week near a disputed shoal in the South China Sea. Video issued by the Philippine military Wednesday night showed the chaotic face-off at the second Thomas Shoal Monday, with Chinese personnel brandishing knives, axes, and sticks while surrounding two Philippine Navy supply boats. Manila says the Chinese Coast Guard personnel seized the boats and damaged them. In addition to the rifles, they also seized navigation equipment and other supplies and wounded a number of Filipino naval personnel. Officials say China was preventing Filipino naval personnel from transferring food and other supplies, including firearms, to the second Thomas Shoal, which is also claimed by Beijing. This is VOA News. A court in Russia's far eastern city of Vladivostok has sentenced an American soldier to nearly 4 years in prison after the soldier was convicted on charges of stealing and making death threats. Russian state news agencies reported on Wednesday the judge also ordered Staff Sergeant Gordon Black to pay $115 in damages. U.S. and Russian officials say Black had flown to the Pacific port city earlier this year to see his girlfriend. He was arrested after she accused him of stealing from her. Black's sentencing further complicates U.S.-Russia relations, which have grown increasingly tense as the fighting in Ukraine continues. The Nigerian Air Force says it will acquire 50 new aircraft to strengthen its capabilities against armed gangs and terrorists in northwest Nigeria. Timothy Obezu has more from the capital, Abuja.
Nigerian Chief of Air Staff Hassan Bala Abubakar made the announcement on Tuesday of the opening of new military facilities, including two aircraft hangars in northwest Katsina State. The Air Chief did not disclose the cost or who would provide the aircraft. He said Nigeria is expected to receive them by next year. Abubakar said the aircraft would be used to bolster offenses against groups and armed gangs that have terrorized northwest and central states in recent years. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Tropical storm Alberto formed on Wednesday in the southwest Gulf of Mexico, causing flooding along the coastline of Texas. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Surfside Beach Mayor Greg Bisso says with the Gulf on one side and the bay on the other, there's no escaping the water.
And we're just a slither of land in between it. And like I said, on the west end of the island, it's almost completely underwater. And the east end is getting that way also now.
He says houses are on stilts, so they're not flooding, but everything on the ground in the path of the water is, including any cars residents did not move.
This isn't the worst I've seen it. But it's a whole lot worse than what I thought it was going to be.
I'm Julie Walker.
Ecuador suffered a nationwide blackout for several hours on Wednesday due to a failure of the electrical grid. The late afternoon blackout surprised subway riders in the capital, Quito, as trains came to a halt and hundreds of people were evacuated. 3 hours after the blackout, Ecuador's energy minister said on the social media platform X that 95% of the service had been restored nationwide. Earlier, he announced a breakdown in the transmission line, which caused a chain of disconnections leading to a countrywide failure. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.